Community Campus. This is Tux FM.
It's that time of your Monday. It's the Sex Show. It's Tux FM 107.2. And you're joined here with me, Dweezy. And you know by now the regulars of the show. Lebo, Hated and Rated for tonight. What is on?
For Hated and Rated tonight, we have Whether You Hate or Rate Waxing.
And producer Mike, he's got the burning question.
Yeah, burning question for tonight. Would you want to know if your sexual partner had an STD or not?
Wow. If you want to get in touch with us at all throughout the show, 061-720-1072. Or if you want to contribute to next week's show, mike@taxfm.co.za is the email you're going to use. Let's get into tonight's action.
Tux FM 107.2, 012 Pride.
It is Tux FM 107.2, The Sex Show. You're hanging out with Dweezy, Lebo, and myself, producer Mike. And today we kick off the show with something that we do every week, and that is the Relationship Gurus. Again, I'm still not sure why we asked Dwayne and Lebo.
We are the advice. Most capable and the most experienced.
We know what we're doing. We know what we're talking about.
Yeah. Right. Okay. You do realize that for the... Okay, I'm not even going to say it.
He's about to drag us.
No, we've done a whole bunch of these and you've never once given good advice. So, we got an email this week, mike@tuxfm.co.za, from a gentleman who... has asked to remain anonymous and will respect his wishes. But basically, he's having some problems in bed. He's in a relationship, it seems, and his girlfriend is giving him issues. Mm. Here's the email. Hi, Mike and the Relationship Gurus. I would like to stay anonymous. I am thinking that I might be having some problems with sex and how much sex / sex-related events I have. My girlfriend says I look zoned out when we are intimate, and she says that my use of porn is getting excessive. I don't think that she has a point about the porn, I do think that she might have a point about the porn, but I don't feel zoned out. So, then he goes on, he lists a couple of other things, but basically she wants him to see a counselor. I don't think that I'm addicted to sex, and I don't think that you actually can be at all, if you can be at all. All I'm anxious about is seeing a counselor. Any advice? Okay, so I'm going to start this. I think that regardless of what relationship you're in, if you feel zoned out or she feels zoned out in sex, then you're not 100% there.
Yeah.
So my thing is, you can definitely be addicted to sex because it's the feeling. It's when the cheeks need to be clapped and that's all you can think about, then that's when your addiction comes
through.
I think, I don't know the full context of the email, but it sounds almost like maybe there's a hint of when she's not there, he'll use porn. And when she is there, then he will, not use it, but she'll fill the void. But I don't hope he's watching porn whilst they're doing things together.
Right.
Because that's concerning.
But I do think that he cares enough about the relationship to seek other people's advice, which I think is a good thing.
Yeah. I just know that also he may feel he's not zoned out. But he could just be replacing her with the image of another person. Then he feels like he's there, but then she can see that he's not looking at me, he's looking at someone else who he wishes was me.
I was in a relationship like that, and I used to do that, and I should have immediately realized that was a problem.
Yeah, because as soon as you start replacing them with the image of who you want, I don't know, you'll probably say something different, Lips.
I feel like just go see the counselor. Is it her fault that he has this problem, or is it something that he brought in from like previous relationships?
Okay, I think there's three different issues that we need to define here.
Yeah.
First is if somebody wants you to go and see a counselor and they feel, you know, upset by the relationship, in which case, where there's smoke, there's fire. In which case I would say go see a counselor.
Yeah.
I would never immediately jump to the counselor.
Okay.
Because I would say first put the steps in place. So first cut the porn addiction, cut the Wi-Fi, cut all of those things, and then if that still doesn't work, then the counselor.
So point number two is what you just mentioned, which is the porn addiction. Okay, porn and being addicted to porn is something that we know happens.
Yeah.
Whether or not you can be a sex addict or not, like sexual addiction is something that a lot of people suffer from. So I think issue number two is the porn. If you feel as though you're addicted to porn, then that's one thing. But if she feels as though she's addicted to porn, then it might also be like her being conservative.
Yeah, I also think that maybe she's just worried that she's not good enough in bed, and the porn does it better for you. And if that's the true fact, if he is zoning out and the porn's doing it better for you, maybe you ought to check your technique.
And maybe her problem is that she feels like she's not living up to what he sees in the porn, and she feels like she's not doing as great as she should be doing, and maybe that's her problem, not that he's actually zoning out or not in the
which brings me to point number three, and this is the final point that we need to look at. If she feels as though you're zoned out in bed, then there might be a problem.
But also maybe she should work on keeping the attention there. I also, the one thing I've always learned, maybe the best advice I'll ever give in my life, if you are in a relationship and you're going to watch porn, just never let the other person know. But not like secret, hide it, but never let them know the extent of which. Don't be like, look at this porn video I watched today, because then they have a measure to compare to.
Yeah.
And then that's problematic.
I mean, but can't you just watch porn together if you're in a relationship?
No, you can't.
Is that not a normal thing?
I don't think you can. Because you're constantly going to be comparing yourself or constantly comparing the other person to.
My thing is, what's your stimulus? If the stimulus for your erotica in that moment is the porn, then why are you with them? You might as well be with yourself in your hand.
Yeah, look, Anonymous, I think to answer your question regarding the counselling and to answer your other questions, I think that your relationship isn't necessarily that bad if you're willing to ask complete strangers for advice. I think if you're seeking help, that means that you obviously care about this relationship. Yeah. So my advice would be just talk to your partner. Talk to her, find out what she's feeling, and also maybe look at yourself a little bit. Right, that is, of course, your relationship gurus on TaxFM 107.2. If you need advice, email mike@taxfm.co.today, or you can alternatively WhatsApp us on 061-720-1072. Still to come, we've got the burning question, and we're going to be talking about gonorrhea.
It's TaxFM 107.2, your sex show. We're into the second segment of the show now, and it's the burning question. And this is where producer Mike gets to send a question our way, and hopefully Lebo and I have the answer.
Yeah, so this is a little bit more serious than some of the other questions that I've asked you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hypothetically speaking, you are about to get into a relationship with someone.
Yeah. Okay.
And you have had an STD before.
Okay.
But you've taken the cortisone, you've done the penicillin, you've done all of that, and you are 100% clear that you are 100% in the clear. Okay. However, you have had an STD before or an STI. Would you tell the partner, your partner, is point number one. And point number two, would you want to know if you were on the receiving end?
Okay. So you see, I would want to know, but I don't think I'll be able to tell the person.
Okay. Is it your moral obligation to tell the person?
Yes.
No. It's a. It's not a moral obligation. I think that only if you have the risk of making them contract something do you have a moral obligation. Otherwise, it's just maybe a funny haha banter story, courtesy to tell them 2 years ago I had gonorrhea because I had sex with somebody.
Okay.
No, but you kind of need to tell them. What if you're one of those safe carrier people? Like, you know, once you get herpes, you have it for the rest of your life. And like.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But what I'm saying in this hypothetical. Yeah. This is one of those curable STIs. So it's not like herpes or
so I knew someone who this year got gonorrhea. Who got gonorrhea. They've slept with subsequent people who haven't contracted anything. So they also know that it's perfectly gone. And that's why it doesn't need to be a topic of conversation anymore.
Right. Okay. Look, I think, sure. It also begs the debate, do you want to tell the person who you are in love with or the person who you're getting into a relationship with every single detail about every single one of your ex-partners?
No.
Actually, no, you don't.
No.
You actually don't.
I think there's certain things, like, I mean, I've somewhat been around the block, but there's even, like, I wouldn't even say it here, there's certain things that has happened to me during sex that I will, to my grave, take.
Right.
Because they just don't have to know what has or has not happened.
Yeah,
maybe they'll see one day on the news if the video is leaked. I'm joking.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying in those kinds of circumstances.
I can see the headlines now. Tax of Fim presenter and also sex show presenter. Yeah. All right. There we go. That's the burning question on Tax of Fim 107.2. If you want to add to this conversation, 061-720-1072 is the WhatsApp line. Would you want to know if your partner had a sexually transmitted infection?
Yes.
The future is now. TaxFM 107.2.
So it's TaxFM 107.2, your sex show. And normally your confession session is somebody sending in a voice note and then we discuss it. But we decided to sort of swap with the Hated and Rated this week, where our confession session today is people just talking open and honestly
about their first time.
Okay. Is there any particular reason?
Because it's a stigma. Like, I also just want to know, you know, for the tea. But there's a big stigma around it. So people often have good first times, bad first times, weird first times, painful first times, enjoyable ones. But there's a lot of people who don't really know what their first time's going to be like. And they are virgins in our future. So you never know what convincing they need to somewhat want to experience it.
So this is a collection of people sharing their first times.
Exactly.
Cool.
My first time was a pretty funny story. I was back in high school with my girlfriend at the time. We were at a house party and we decided to go up and smooch on the roof. So I gave her a boost, and when I tried to jump on, my finger slipped and I fell mouth first into a water feature, chipped like 5 of my teeth, and I cleaned my mouth and pretty much went back onto the roof, started kissing again, and yeah, things got heated. I'm not disappointed it happened, and
so I think it was like, and we got home pretty drunk one night after a house party, and yeah, dude, one thing led to another and we just did it, and yeah, it was great. I knew that I liked it, I knew that I would like it, but yeah, it was a great feeling.
So I was in Maastricht, which is south of Holland, and I met this girl after a week of being there. She gave me a number. 2 weeks after that, I took her on a date, and she didn't know this at the time, but the date was on my birthday. So when I told her that at the end of the night, I guess it sealed the deal, and we had sex. I don't regret it. It was fun. So yeah, that's my story.
My first time was famously in the fourth grade to a girl, a close family friend who was at the time also in the fourth grade, underneath a trampoline, and we still see each other multiple times a year, every year up until this one. And
so I lost my virginity to this guy that I liked for almost over a year, and it was really like a big deal for me, because growing up in like an Afrikaans Christian family, like sex is a big no-no. The one night he had like a party at his friends had a party, I told the guy like multiple times, like, I don't want to lose my virginity while I'm drunk. I didn't really like realize it happened until the next morning, when he told me we need to go buy me a morning after pill. So obviously, like, I was really like disappointed and shit, because like I couldn't remember anything.
So my first time was a huge letdown, purely because, you know, I'll be honest with you, people watch porn, you get this idea of what sex is like, you expect her to moan, you know, it's you have these expectations from what you see and what you hear, and it's not that, it really isn't. And if you could just scratch that, I believe that people having sex for the first time would actually enjoy it. And I'm pretty sure that there's a lot of people out there who don't enjoy it. I gave my virginity to a virgin as well, which is great for that situation.
So I lost my virginity to this guy that I liked for almost over a year. And it was really like a big deal for me, because growing up in like an Afrikaans Christian family, like sex is a big no-no. The one night he had like a party at his friends had a party, I told the guy like multiple times, like, I don't want to lose my virginity while I'm drunk. I didn't really like realize it happened until the next morning, when he told me we need to go buy me a morning after pill. So obviously, like, I was really like disappointed, and because like I couldn't remember anything.
So I was grade 9 and I met this guy through a social media account, and we spoke for like 2 months, and then one day he asked me if we wanted to do anything, and I wasn't keen because I was still grade 9 and I was really scared. And so I was forced into it, like really forced into it. And when he did his deal, he literally zipped up his pants and he walked away. And he basically threatened me if I was to tell anyone.
TaxFM 107.2, you are tuned into the Sex Show. And right now we have Check Your Technique. And we have a running story that we have where we go from the club to the house and going into doing the dirty. Mike, which part of the story are we at right now?
Okay, so we have showered. We've done that whole thing. Yeah. We're clean. We're feeling very confident about what's happening. Yeah, yeah. And we've done the foreplay. And we're now satisfied. Both. You and the person that you're with are fairly satisfied in the foreplay part. It's a very, very, very simple question.
Okay.
And it's a very, very simple scenario. You're going to start and you're going to have full penetrative sex.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You're going to obviously use some form of contraception. You're going to be safe. So you're going to put on a condom or you're going to make sure that there is a condom being put on.
Yeah. Yeah.
The question is, your technique now is, how do you select the position?
Whoa!
There's only one first position.
Which one?
Missionary.
No.
That's the only one that exists.
You see, I'm
always start like that.
I'm very different. The position of the sex should directly link to what was the last position of the foreplay. So, an example. If I'm on my back and the person was giving me,
oral pleasure.
Oral pleasure.
Okay, yeah.
When they come up to kiss me again, I will then move them up into a straight position to essentially where
right.
they're
okay,
riding
the cowboy. But so you don't have a go-to position that you start
That will normally be my start, or doggy will normally be my start.
I think it's either missionary or I'm on top. It's one of those two. Otherwise, it's not gonna...
I've always just found, maybe it's different with, both homosexual and heterosexual relations that I've had. Missionary hurts the most to start with, and when they're on top, it's easier for them to get into it with. So that's normally what I think about in that moment.
Yeah.
All right. I think if I can give advice, if it's the first time that you're doing it with this person, just go for something safe. So that I tend to agree with Lebo on this. If you're just gonna hit a quick missionary to begin with, it's pleasurable for both people.
Yeah.
And then and you get to look into that person's eyes.
Maybe it's different you can look into their eyes if you ride in me as well. But it's different with the homosexual sex, because there it's extremely painful, and if you don't have control, if you're in missionary, it can just go in without
right.
you controlling it. That's why you being on top is a lot easier for you to have the control as to how far, how quick.
But what I've found with the women being on top is that they can control how it goes in and out. So if it's painful for them, then they can control how
and
sex
that's
goes.
That's what I appreciate more, because once the once it's loose, then you can start doing side rider, you can start doing all of the different positions on the wall, on the sink, on the fridge, you know.
All right, cool. Right, next week we're going to talk about post-coital techniques.
Ooh. Oh, like chat.
I am fresh. I am now. I am. TaxFM 107.2.
TaxFM 107.2. This is The Sex Show. And coming up next, we have Hated or Rated, where we have a concept and we say whether we hate this concept or rate this concept. And now we have waxing. And
okay, but Lebo, just give us the backstory there. Why are we discussing this right now?
Okay, so one time I was doing the dirty with my boyfriend, and we were doing it from the back. And he told me basically that he can actually see my bum when we're doing it from the back. And I never used to wax my bum or shave my bum. And I actually started doing it because it's hairy back there. And now I know that he can actually see the hair.
Okay, so the haters and raters. Dwayne, you're being very quiet here.
Wax.
Right.
All day, every
okay.
day.
Let's just be very clear. The concept here is hate it or rate it. Do you hate waxing or do you rate waxing?
Rate.
Okay.
Rate, high rate.
I mean, I'd rather shave, but anything that takes off hair, I think I rate.
You see, I don't like the shaving because it leaves the stubble.
Right.
And that prickly effect ain't cute. I know the pain of waxing. It's excruciating, especially
it's
down there.
Painful,
it feels like
yeah.
they're ripping the skin off. And it's soft skin in soft areas.
Yeah.
But I rate waxing.
So
a clean affair.
Okay, so my whole thing, and I'm sure you've picked this up, is my whole thing, if I expect her to do it, then she expects me, then it's only fair that I do it.
Yeah.
And I'm not about that life, eh? I'd much rather have hair. So like I'd much rather she's all natural and like it's all good.
My biggest problem with the hair is that it's always
you never know what could get stuck in their hair, what could get caught in their hair, and what just, goes on like, in there.
I'm a fairly pierced man, and like I've never had an issue where I've been caught in hair. I've been caught in other things, but I've never been caught in hair.
No, but sometimes we venture to body part areas, you know, there by the bum, and you know sometimes little things that come out of the bum get caught in the hairs, and then yeah, it's.
Or after you do something with your mouth, now you have to put a young.
I'm ending that discussion. Right, so that's your hated and rated for today.
I love my life. I love Tux FM.
Tux FM 107.2. It is now time for Dwayne's favorite part of the show. It's called Shout Out to My Ex.
Shout Out to My Ex.
That song. Okay, so today, young lady, we work with this young lady. We have worked with this young lady before. She is in a situation where she's been ghosted. Take a listen.
This is a shout out to my ex. He in love with some other chick. Yeah, that hurt me, I'll admit. Forget that, but I'm over it.
So I met this guy, we hit it off and we hooked up, and after that I gave him a number and I texted him and he just ignored me, mised, and he just ghosted.
Is he really your ex if you only kind of hooked up once?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, yeah. I got given a shout out to my ex from somebody, and it was the same kind of situation. There was no exclusive chat.
Yeah, definitely your ex.
I just think that ghosting is perfectly legitimate.
Yep. It's a real
horrible. It's horrible. But it's and we were talking about it on breakfast last week, Thursday, where essentially it's like if you're in a club and you talk to, and I'm talking to Label and I'm playing with her and I no longer have interest and I leave the club and I never see her again, I essentially ghosted her. But in real life, I think the same applies to a phone.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with ghosting.
Unless he sold you a dream, then F him.
Unless we've been dating for like, I don't know. Unless we're actually exclusive in a relationship, if I dip, I dip.
Like, doesn't talk to you for 2 days.
Wow, okay. Too soon, but it's fine.
No, okay. Look, I think the ghosting is the lamest thing that you can do as a person. I think if you're gonna get into it, then get into it. It's like, but don't ghost me. Like,
boo.
Why do you have to have a reason? I'm better off without reasons.
Yeah.
Don't tell me why.
Ish, imagine now.
Just leave.
It's because I'm back together with my boyfriend.
I'm going to be angry. I'm going to start running through. Were they there the whole time? No. Just leave. If you want to leave,
rather disappear.
Take your bags and go.
I'm going to think it's your fault. I'm going to think it's because you're crazy and you have problems.
But
and
still.
No.
It's all myself.
Regardless, no, an asshole.
Yeah. No, this dude is not cool. Not cool. There we go. That's shout out to my ex on Tux FM 107.2.
The dream is alive. Tux FM 107.2.